This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Inspiring change. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
It's 1921 on Power Business. Move on now to a conversation on e-hailing. On the line, I'm joined by Nomsa Mdluli, who's spokesperson for a company called Shesha. And we're speaking about the launch of their e-hailing service right here in Gauteng. Nomsa, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Nolutando, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Let's talk about Shesha here and your e-hailing service and even, the decision to compete with the likes of Uber and Bolt and all the ones that we know to date.
Yeah. Sorry, were you going to ask a question?
No, I had asked the question. Okay. It was asking about this decision to launch Shesha, yes.
Yeah. So obviously there are still limited, service providers in the e-hailing sector in South Africa. So, and a lot of them are also, headquartered overseas. So they're not South African based companies. So we wanted to come in as Shesha and transform, the sector, make it black owned, give something that is homegrown. And hence it was very, very important for us to launch, because for a number of years, we've been listening to what e-hailing users have to say. We've been listening to what e-hailing operators have to say as well. So we came in with something that is homegrown, and we try to plug those gaps in terms of what was missing from the current offerings.
Let's talk about those gaps and what exactly you make reference to then.
All right. So the first thing, I guess, that people have been complaining about is the issue of safety. Mm. And that is what we as Shesha take very seriously. So our, verification processes are quite vigorous. For example, in terms of identification validation, our system is linked to Home Affairs. So we're able to actually verify the driver's ID numbers or their passport numbers against Home Affairs system, as well as facial recognition. You know that Home Affairs also makes use of facial recognition with the new ID cards. Mm. So, it puts the user at ease knowing that whoever is driving them is who they say they are. We also, of course, do criminal checks as well.
I also want to speak about this market in South Africa that did start off on quite a robust note, but that seems to have died down a little. I think the sector definitely facing quite a few challenges from regulatory challenges or a lack of regulation, to even the drivers speaking about exploitative models in terms of funding their vehicles. Namsa, this is a sector that is marred by a few complexities. And let's talk about how Shesha is addressing those, or just the thoughts on those.
So with the current e-hailing services, you'd find that, the drivers actually, it's kind of a 70 to 60 split, where you find that the driver keeps 60% to 70% of the money that they've made, and the rest goes to, the e-hailing companies. With Shesha, it's an 80-20 split, right? So the driver actually keeps more of the money that they make and less goes to Shesha as compared to our competitors. What is also more important that we're offering as Shesha is that we've actually offered a 10% shareholder equity to the newly formed Gauteng e-hailing services trust. And this means that, from this trust, they'll be able to then decide on the kind of, what they want in terms of benefits, such as medical aid, such as disability cover. So this trust is, where the actual benefits will be dispersed from, which is currently what they don't have.
I also want to speak about, relationships with the likes of, traditional taxi associations here. We've seen in the past that without conversations being had in, I think, prior to launch, these relationships can become rather complex.
They can. And I think as a South African homegrown company, we understand the domestic market, and we understand that the taxi industry actually plays a pivotal role, or has through the years has played a pivotal role in terms of, you know, the public transport system and their understanding as well. And so through before, you know, when this whole idea was conceptualized of Shesha, we actually recognize that they are a vital role, and they can play a very vital role in this. Hence, we knocked on their doors, started negotiations with them, and saw how we can involve them. And the Gauteng taxi industry actually then invested in the company. So they are shareholders as well, and they are actually giving back to the e-hailing industry, which was deemed sort of like an enemy before, you know, the rivalry. We've actually managed to sort that out as Shesha.
I'm also keen to speak about the focus on Gauteng now. Is this a temporary, situation that will eventually lead to a national rollout?
There are definitely plans for a national rollout. Obviously, we are starting with Gauteng because it's such a very complex environment. So, you first start where it's kind of complex and you see what kind of model will work, and then we'll start rolling it out in other provinces. And we'll embark on the very same consultative processes that we've done in Gauteng, where we get other stakeholders involved as well. So there are definitely plans to expand.
I actually have a text here on our WhatsApp, and the person didn't give me their name. But they're keen to find out exactly why we're speaking to you and not the founders, and the importance of knowing who the founders are for us to know that it is a homegrown project.
All right. So it's the funders are not obviously, because it's, you know, a company that is starting. They've asked me as their publicist to be their spokesperson while we get on our feet, while we try and be established. But it's not a secret in terms of who the funders are. I can actually give you a breakdown right now.
Yes, please. We'd love that.
So the Gauteng Taxi Industry Trust owns 10% of the company. And then you get Gauteng Santaco, the Gauteng Taxi Industry Trust, yes, it owns 60% of the company. Santaco in Gauteng owns 10% of the company. The NTA, the National Taxi Alliance in Gauteng, also owns 10%. And then you get Net Mzansi, which is a black female-owned company, which owns 10%. The rest of the 10% we've actually given to the Gauteng E-Hailing Services Trust. So those are the equity shareholders.
Brilliant. And before I let you go, is this app and ready to go? Can I download the app right now on my phone and get e-hailing?
The app will be ready to go on the 1st of May when our services actually start. Currently, the app that is available is the app for driver signups. So that is available on Android, and we've currently received over 3,000 applications of drivers who actually want to join us.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, we look forward to the 1st of May and hearing all about it. Nomsa, thank you so much for speaking to us this evening.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Beautiful. That was Nomsa Mdluli. She's spokesperson at Shesha, speaking to us about that new e-hailing service. 1st of May, you can download the app. First launched in Gauteng, and I guess Gauteng is the perfect use case there. It's a very dynamic economy with varying areas. It's just, the best place to launch right now. And then, of course, launching it in other parts with time. And I think also what's very comforting about this one is the proactive conversations that have been had with first drivers, e-hailing drivers, as well as, let's say, taxi industry. This is important, and I always make mention of this, that in other parts of the world, when innovations like this are brought up, in countries, first local stakeholders are consulted, and then the innovations are launched. In South Africa, we seem to do things the other way around, and that often does lead to certain tensions within sectors, this transport one being a very, very specific and, true case at this point.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.